This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Good morning, folks. As the heat wave continues, please hydrate. Please take care. Please understand that if you're outside for elongated periods of time, it can be dangerous. So think about that here on July 28th in the city of New Orleans in the metropolitan area. We got a great show lined up for you today in the 12 o'clock hour. Walt Leger, Executive Vice President and General Counsel of New Orleans and Company, will join us to discuss upcoming job fairs, other attractions, a campaign that they're launching with culinary. We'll talk about what's going on relative to the Delta variant, the hospitality industry, the tourism industry, and all things in between. In the 11 o'clock hour, Chris Massengill, the CEO of the St. Tammany Corporation, which is the economic development arm out there, will visit us with Dr. William Wainwright, the chancellor at North Shore Technical Community College, as well as Mark Lewis, the director of human resources for Slidell Memorial Hospital, talking about a collaborative partnership amongst all of these players, industry-based collaboration with workforce development and talent retention. That's a lot of words, but we're going to talk about what they see as the opportunities, the potential successes, and why there needs to be a higher level of creativity when thinking about any number of the challenges in this pandemic world and as we approach, hopefully one day, a post-pandemic world, and we'll talk about that. Wanted to open up the show today talking about something a little different. I don't talk about sports very often, but I did want to take the opportunity to talk about Simone Biles this morning. An incredible athlete, an incredible young woman, one very beautiful, an incredible smile, has exhibited all kinds of qualities of leadership as she has led the Olympic gymnastic team for women. You know, maybe the greatest gymnast of all time, and just so many other accolades that can be said about Simone. There were a number of folks that were somewhat critical of her decision, and I was really taken aback and I guess aghast by the fact of the insensitivity and not really understanding what an individual at that level is going through. Yes, there's this expectation that she's going to go out there and perform at the highest level on any given day. But pause for a moment and think about the fact that she's done this for 8 or 10 years of her life. And if you think about at that Olympic level, she's been training for that and participating in that for nearly more than half a decade, for sure, closer to a decade of time. And you have to wonder, how long can you do it, both physically and mentally? And the mental side of the game is every bit as important as the physical side of the game. But what really struck me more than anything else was the complete, total selfless act when she recognized she needed to be there for her teammates, went out and participated in the first event, and came to the realization, and probably already had a pretty good idea beforehand, I'm not there. The easy thing to do would have been to just go ahead and compete, not do so well, and chalk it up for a bad day. Think about that for a moment. That would have been the cowardice approach to this. Can you imagine the pressure on her to come out and make an admission? I'm physically ready. Everybody thought she was injured. That was a speculation from the very beginning. And to come out, and it's such a breath of fresh air of complete and total honesty. That's what really impressed me more than anything else, is knowing that she was going to have to face everyone on a worldwide stage and say, my head is not in this space. I'm disconnected. The mental side of my approach to what I do and how I've excelled for so many years is not there today. It hasn't been there for a couple of days. You've seen it. I'm struggling. And rather than put my team at a disadvantage in the highest level of competition ever, I'm stepping back. I know the expectations are high. I know there's more that you want from me. I can't deliver it today. Can you think of a more honest approach? It is so refreshing because you don't see it very often. You've heard me talk about looking at yourself in the mirror each and every morning critically and gaining an understanding of oneself and what one is able to accomplish and expectations made and being true to one another. As I said before, one of the most selfless acts I've ever seen. She stepped back for the benefit of the team. And then, in the immediate aftermath of that, put a game face on and went out and became a cheerleader for the team. How many athletes would have made that same, could have made that same decision, let me put it that way, and then go out there and still put the game face on for everyone else? Now, certainly when she decided to make the decision about pulling out of the individual all around, it was more about her. And it should be. And there's nothing wrong with that. But once again, she's created another opportunity for someone else on the team to perform. Someone who has made the same levels of sacrifice for so many years over a long period of time, knowing in the end that it's still about the team. And it will continue to be about the team. And it will continue, most importantly, to be about the representation of our country, the United States of America. I don't know about you. I watch a lot of Olympic events. I am probably one that you could refer to as an Olympic junkie. But when I saw that after I got off air unfold yesterday, I can't remember a moment that I was ever more proud of an individual athlete in the way that they conducted themselves with such grace in the incredible face of adversity. Not about a performance, but about the inability or the difficulty in bringing together two sides of what's necessary in order to perform at that level, the physical side and the mental side, and having it click on all cylinders. And to make that admission on that world stage. I don't know about you folks. I was completely and totally moved by it. And I would say this. I would jump in the foxhole with Simone Biles any day of the week. Because that level of honesty, that level of courage is not one that you see very often any longer. And I am proud of Miss Simone Biles in dealing with her adversity in her life and being totally honest with all of those that have watched her day in and day out, her career, each and every day, pulling for her. And I was so glad to be able to see her smile again in the midst of all of that.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, not to be surprised or unexpected, you know, some of the texts that are coming in are just a little bit nasty. I want to hear from you, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. What are your thoughts about the decision made by Simone Biles? I would challenge you to this. How many of you have competed at that level for 1 minute, for 1 moment of 1 day in your life? Not many. Let's be honest. Can you imagine the pressure that you are working in the gym for this 1 moment, a meet called the Olympics, where the span of time that you will be performing over, let's say, 7 to 10 day period in multiple events, whether it's the team finals, individual, all around, individual competition. And the sum total of minutes that you will be performing is probably less than 30. And that's if you were in the Simone Biles category of an athlete where you qualify for all of these events. And that's how you will be remembered, for that brief moment in time of this one event, this one meet, so to speak, a meet against the greatest athletes in the world. You want to talk about pressure? It's a competition like no others. We've got a lot of folks talking about individuals and football teams. Football, you play a season. You're not judged as to the quality of your play or simply minutes at one event. And unfortunately, too many times we look upon individuals that get the medal as the winners and everyone else as the losers. And that's not true at all. To even qualify to go to the Olympics today is absolutely a stunning accomplishment. It's not easy. So if you begin to put this in its context to understand, and then at that very moment, you have to have everything peak at the ultimate level of both your physicality and your mental strength, complementing one another to be able to do, like in the case of Simone Biles, some of the most incredible gymnastic moves, some that even at that level, more than half have never tried and have never achieved. Think about that for a moment. That's why yesterday I was really kind of a little saddened by so many folks that were coming out and being critical and saying, well, if so-and-so did this and so-and-so had made that same decision, you know, people are saying you just got to suck it up and bear it. Really? Easy for you to say you've never competed at that level. And there are so few athletes that actually compete at an Olympic level. when you think of the sum total of all of the events, it is an inconsequential number of athletes in the world that participate at that level. And that's what the Olympics is all about. I'm hearing folks that saying, you know, we should do away with the Olympics. We shouldn't have it anymore. I think it lost a little bit of its luster when we allowed professional players to play in the Olympics. I liked it a lot more when it was just pure amateurs in every single event. Obviously, it created an advantage for the powerhouse countries like the United States, Russia, China, others, you know, that were participating over some of the smaller ones. I get it. I understand some of the thought process in changing what was happening, but I thought it lost some luster. And then there are those that are saying, you know, well, you got to take the good with the bad. She's been the beneficiary of a lot of positive stuff over the years. Yeah, well, she performed. She came out of 2016 pretty much unscathed. She was able to match the physical and the mental side and peak at the same time. It's all about peaking. When you think about these swimmers, that the difference in some of these races between first place and eighth place is less than a second, and sometimes can be 7/10 of a second or even 1/100 of a second that you've trained for so long, swimming 5, 6, 7, 8 miles a day, not to mention everything else that's going on. It's amazing that folks will stay focused for so long, participating at that level, knowing for that little bit of time could be the differential between first and eighth place. Let's go to the talk lines. Who do we have up, Sean? Martin. Let's go to Marty on line one. Marty, welcome to the show.
Hello, Newell. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Marty.
A lot of times I don't see eye to eye with you. But I tell you, and that's what your show is about, and that's how good it is. This time I do. And you've mentioned several times about how a lot of the people who are being critical of what Simone did have never been competed at that level. But what impresses me is how many people that have competed at that level are backing her and understanding her. Does no one listen to these people? The people that I've been seeing interviewed are past gold medalists. A lot of these people who are doing the work on different stations, these are people who are experts and have been there. And every single one of them has understood what's going on and given examples of why. When you look at that, the last thing that she competed in, when she was flipping around in the air, her face, she was lost, and her arms came out. And I'm not good enough to notice that right off. But it was explained to me and shown several times by, I forgot the young lady's name, but the lady that was a competed in 2 Olympics, won a gold and a silver.
Allie Reichman.
Yeah. I love Allie Reichman. That's Allie Reichman. And,
yes.
And she says, when you look at that film, you can see her arms flail and her face, she did not know where she was. What's the matter with people that can't understand that?
Yeah, you get a text like this, the quitting mentality is a scary road to go down. Can't quit because you're scared to lose. I don't think for one second that Simone Biles was scared to lose. I don't think that's what motivated her one way or the other. I think she wanted to make sure that she was there and giving her best for her team, and she recognized and reached a level of honesty with everybody that she wasn't. And so
Newell,
she did it for a purely selfless act. Tough one, man. You've worked all your life for this. And, of course, she came into this Olympic. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just want to say one thing, too, before I lose my time. The girls won a silver without her. Whether they don't want a gold, we don't know. But they won a silver. And they're all very, very young. And because of her actions, we're set up for the next 2 Olympics.
No doubt about it. And, in fact, we were right there to the bitter end. We had a couple of mistakes made on the floor exercises that caused us, but they could have won it. They fought back. They scratched back. They were fighting hard. They gave it their best. I'll say it again. I've never been more proud of a U.S. team. And I really think
the way that they rallied
around Simone and the way that she handled herself with class that you don't often see much any longer. She should be an example for young athletes around the world, for sure. We'd love to hear from you, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Another text here said, I heard last night that the amount of miles that Katie Ledecky has swam for training and meets is equal if she swam from the U.S. to Tokyo, and that's probably true. I mean, when you think about the sacrifices made for a lengthy period of time, this is the one stage, the world event, once every 4 years, and you're working towards that goal, it is hard to maintain that level of commitment and to continue through training, sacrificing, not going to school events because you're maybe traveling across the country training and some of these trial events and other meets and so forth in order to keep your competitive edge at the top of its game, and then to not burn yourself out. And one of the other things that was interesting, and I think we're going to see this more as we watch more of the Olympics, the entire support system for these athletes, it takes a lot of folks. It takes incredible, innovative coaches to keep you on the top of your mental game. Because when you're competing at that level for so long, you become fragile in many ways. You heard Michael Phelps talk about it the other night. You've heard a number of the other athletes say they've gone exactly through what Simone has gone through. In fact, this is not the first time for Simone. About 10 years ago, early onset in her amateur competition and participation, there was another example of when the coach ultimately told her, your head's not in the space here today. You're going to hurt yourself. That's the other thing that we hadn't even talked about, is that you can seriously hurt yourself. In fact, some of these moves and some of these acrobatic moves that are performed by these gymnasts, you break your neck. You kill yourself if you're not on top of your game. In fact, some of these moves are so dangerous that they don't even give it the appropriate degree of difficulty under the Olympic rules because they really don't want athletes doing them because they're so dangerous. It works to the detriment of high-performing athletes like Simone in many occasions, because if she got the appropriate degree of difficulty on some of the moves that she and routines that she conducts, there would be no one that could come even close to her. They have, you know, a vault named after her. She's one of the few women in the world that can do it. But I just wanted to have this opportunity to talk about this morning, because I really think that sometimes we get all wrapped up into this defeatist mentality. In the fact that we go bypass the thought of her just being purely honest. She could have come out with 20 different explanations and none of us would have known the better. None of us. Think about that for a moment. How many times have you done that in your life where you were not totally honest about why your inability to do this or that or otherwise, because it was just easier that way? You didn't want to get all wrapped up into the do's and the don'ts and this and the that and the Monday morning quarterbacking and everything else of someone. Think about that for how many times have you done it? The easy way out. There were so many other easier paths for Simone Biles. But true to her character, true to her integrity, true to what she's brought to the sport, as I said before, she did a totally selfless act and was completely and totally honest with her audience, with her fans, with the citizens of the U.S. Let's go to Diane on line two. Diane, welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning, Newell. I'm listening to all of this, chatter about Simone. And, I mean, she's a remarkable young woman. But did you read this in the paper? I know I didn't make it up, but that the Olympic Committee did not really want Simone to participate because of her, of all her abilities and moves she makes, that they're afraid the other gymnasts would eventually try to do that and get hurt.
Well, I just talked about the Olympic Committee and the International Olympic Committee in assessing the degree of difficulty of some of the moves that, and acrobatic moves that she performs, that they give it a low degree of difficulty because they're really trying to discourage athletes from doing those moves because they're so dangerous. And there's a high likelihood of injury if you don't execute it perfectly. And I think it's part of the pressure that that Simone actually brought on herself. I mean, when you think, and she, as I said before, she may be the greatest female gymnast of all time. I can't think of anyone that has accomplished not only medals, forget about that, and wins, forget about that, but a lot of what she's done, from how many flips to how many twists to how many this or how many that, and you know what she's done on the beam, on the parallel bars, it's just absolutely unbelievable. And she's performed at a level that most female gymnasts have not ever. So yeah, I had read stories about the degree of difficulty. Not about the U.S. Olympic team not wanting her on there, because I would not think that that would be the case, because if you have the greatest of all time on your team, why would you not want that individual to perform on your team? Because especially, being very much a team event with team finals, and there are some individual characteristics to the competition as well, but obviously you're looking for those medals for the U.S., because we're competing against all the other countries in this Olympic competition.
Olympics committee that made that statement.
Yeah. I did not see that. I'll go look for it.
I read that in the paper.
Yeah. I'm not doubting it, but I didn't see it.
I just thought it was a harsh remark to come out with. I mean,
Yeah. Exactly.
I know. I mean, like, why do you want to put this young lady down,
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think that's part of her problem. I mean, she realizes people are, saying things about her that, aren't fair.
Yeah. No, I guess I wasn't surprised, but on one hand I was, by some folks' reaction, and that's why I felt compelled to say something this morning. I mean, it's just so few people that compete at this level. They have no idea. They think they have an idea. They have no idea what it takes to compete at this level. And the fact that you're doing it and preparing for the Olympics over a four-year period of time, these athletes came out of the 2016 Olympics and almost immediately started preparing for these Olympics. I mean, it's at a level like no one can really understand or appreciate unless you've actually been there. I swam competitively, not putting myself at that level by any stretch of the imagination, but got a taste of it a little bit in much shorter period and durations of time. Could not imagine even performing at that level for that long, and the commitment made of being in the water 5 hours a day swimming, not to mention what the exercising and the stretching and everything that you're doing on deck before you ever get to the pool, weightlifting, isometrics. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on as to how you are prepping It's mind-boggling to me, and that's why I was just kind of disappointed of what folks had to say, and I felt like I had to say something about it in defense of Simone. Not that she needs me to defend her, because I think she's got a lot more credible individuals that are out there that have competed at that level, as was pointed out earlier, that said this is not unusual. Not unusual at all. In fact, most of the athletes that have competed at that level, and they're all coming out now talking about it, they've gone through the same thing that Simone has gone through. And, you know, as Michael Phelps said, who may have been one of the greatest male swimmers of all time, that simply said, my heart breaks for her. My heart breaks for her. The same thing that Allie Reichman said. She said, I'd gone through the same thing. Give us a call, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll be right back after the break. Stay with us, folks. And after Simone participated in the vault, when she made the admission of the difficulties that she was having, she said, I'm not in the right headspace. I'm not going to lose a medal for this country and for these girls because they've worked way too hard. And so I said, this is an example of being selfless. Let's go to Bubba on line three. Bubba, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that Ms. Baez, I'm so proud of her for making the decision that she made to speak out about her mental health. Mental health is real in this country, and sometimes it leads to suicide. And I'm not saying that she would have, but I lost a son to suicide because of mental health. So I'm just so proud of her for having the guts to, let's say, to speak out about it and say, hey, this is what I'm going through, and this is the best for me and for my mental health. And I'm proud of her for that. And she is an exceptional athlete.
Can you think of a more inopportune time when you got the eyes of the world on you and that you understand that there's an expectation that's out there and you still have the guts and the intestinal fortitude to stand up and just tell the truth and say exactly. What's going on?
I mean, that right there says a lot about her character and who she is. And she can be proud of herself and hold her head up high.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm proud of her for that.
Couldn't have said it better. And it may not be that this is something that is permanent for her. It could be just simply the anxiety and the stress of that level of competition at that point in time. And that's what I talked about. An athlete peaking. An athlete peaks both mentally and physically at the right time. It's what everyone strived for, to be able to, if it's swimming, post your fastest time. The same in track events, and obviously in gymnastics is getting that score. I mean, when I look at that beam, some of what they do on that beam, I mean, it's a little bit wider than your cell phone.
Right. I can't walk straight on the ground, much less on a beam. I just can't imagine how they do it and all of that. And she put a lot of expectation on herself. And to these people that talk bad about her for this decision, shame on them, because they truly don't understand what a person goes through that mental health condition, and it's temporary or whatever. They don't understand what people go through. And if you haven't been in them shoes, hard to understand. But don't down someone because they have the fortitude to say, hey, I've got a problem that I'm going through, and it's just for the team that I don't compete.
Yeah. Have you been watching, Bubba, the Olympics?
I have watched some of it.
Yeah. And I've watched the gymnasts because I am totally stunned and amazed by the moves that they do, the flips, the twist, the this, the bounce, their strength, their perseverance. Mm-hmm. I'm one that appreciates true athleticism, and the gymnasts, I think, are some of the most incredible athletes around. And I can always count on my listening audience to correct me. I actually said the parallel bars for the females, and it's the uneven bars. My mistake. I know better. But nonetheless, love watching the men on the parallel bars as well. Let's go to Matt on line four. Matt, welcome to the show. Yes, go ahead, Matt.
I got it both. I'm going on the fence about it both ways. I think, you know, if she's having mental issues, then, you know, so be it. She came out and she spoke about it. That's great. But at the same time, she kind of brought most of this attention upon herself. She has her own tour. She has her own clothing line and gymnastics wear with the GOAT written on her sleeve. Like, you don't see Michael Jordan copping out of the flu game because he was sick. I mean, he pushed through it, right? That's the only issue I have with it. You had all this hype about you being the best there's ever been, and you brought all this attention upon yourself. You had an extra year off to get mentally prepared. That's the only problem I have with it. Not with her as a gymnast. She probably is one of the best, you know, when it comes to athleticism on the gymnastics floor. You know?
Matt, have you ever competed at that level or any level near that?
I qualified for the Junior Olympics in beach volleyball when I was 13. And I have done multiple out-of-state karate tournaments in taekwondo. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, have you ever had a bad day?
Sure, everybody has a bad day. I don't, like I said, I don't have a problem with her coming out to say, I wasn't focused today. But you're going to throw yourself out of it over one day?
Well, I mean, if it's a team event and you feel like the team's going to have a much better opportunity after your performance on the vault, which she got one of the lowest scores that she ever received in that first competition, and remember how this played out, and that's when she removed herself and said simply, these other girls have far too hard to get the gold in this team event, and if I'm here, I'm a detriment to the team in the state that I'm in right now.
Like I said,
I don't know about you, but that's the kind of teammate I want, one that's not selfishly motivated.
I never said I had a problem with her calling it. You know, she's having some kind of mental issues. That's power to her. So the only issue I had with it was her drawing, making the attention to herself in the beginning, calling herself the GOAT, and all this other stuff. That was the only issue.
Well, I mean, I guess one could be, you know, critical along those lines, but, I mean, the fact of the matter is, if you're not your own best cheerleader, who is going to be your best cheerleader? And you're out there trying to earn a living like everyone else. I mean, she's given up the vast majority of her adult life at 24 years of age to this endeavor. She should reap the benefits of her successes. I don't find fault with that at all. It doesn't mean that she would be immune from these challenges and having to manage stress and anxiety at that level. I just believe that that's a little much to ask for. These are not robots, they're humans. And, you know, humans are fallible and they're designed to fail. In fact, you know, when we think about how our brain works with the amygdala portion of the brain, that we process emotion so much faster than everything else, all other types of information, and you're at this high stress level, you know, fight or flight syndrome, so to speak, you never know. You never know. And that's why I ended my monologue this morning with saying, I'll get in a foxhole with her, because I can deal with the truth, and we can work together as teammates if we're honest with one another. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. We are back, folks. We've been talking about Simone Biles. I don't know about you, but I'm going to pull even harder for the team at this point, because others who have made similar sacrifices, who sat as alternates of not being part of the four-member team, and now have an opportunity to step up. And we'll be just as excited for them, and I'm sure that we're going to see Simone on the sidelines being the cheerleader that she was just yesterday. Kind of lose the time here because Tokyo being, you know, in so many different time zones from us. But nonetheless, yesterday, which was very, very encouraging. When we come back after the break, folks, we will be talking to Chris Massengill, CEO of the St. Tammany Corporation, which is the economic development arm over there. And then we'll be joined by Dr. William Wainwright, Chancellor at the North Shore Technical Community College, as well as Mark Lewis, a Director of Human Resources for Slidell Memorial Hospital. Michael Heck is not able to join us, and this is part of the series that we have with GNO Inc., talking about some of the great things that are going on in and around the city of New Orleans from a business perspective. And obviously, economic development is something that we should always have our eyes on. So we look forward to hearing from them, and we hope that you stay with us and listen to that conversation. And at noon, we will have the Executive Vice President and General Counsel for New Orleans and Company, Walt Leger. We'll be talking about some additional job fairs that are coming up. Also, there's a campaign that they have launched relative to culinary. Took advantage of visiting one of my favorite restaurants last evening. Ordered off the culinary menu as well. It was absolutely incredible. Right there at GW Finn's. Celebrating a friend's birthday. Had a good time. It was a lot of fun. Great atmosphere. A lot of people were out last night. I was surprised by how many folks were out last evening. The place was packed, so that was encouraging as well. So we'll talk to Walt Leger in the 12 o'clock hour, and we've got a host of folks from St. Tammany that we'll be talking to about a collaborative effort that they have going on there in that parish in the coming hour. So stay with us. This is Newell on WWL. We'll be right back after the break.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.